Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17th of the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my website, so smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We have a great visit with a new friend, Elizabeth Rush, but not for long. We're going to get her back. We like her. She's her new book, which is like the 159th one that she's written. You Call This Democracy? How to Fix Our Government and Deliver Power to the People. Just out now. Elizabeth, thanks again for being here. Congratulations on the new book, yet another one. Also, you're a big YouTube star. How do they find you on YouTube?
Yeah, so my son is in film school, and when coronavirus hit, he had to come home. And so I had a filmmaker at home with this new book out, and I thought, well, how can I put
You
this
had a
together?
Ringer then,
how
did you? Had a ringer.
That's what... I had a ringer.
And, that's not fair.
So I thought, well, what can I do to kind of pull out these ideas and make them accessible to, you know, to a different audience, to a different group of people? So we created four short, really fun videos called Flash Course on Democracy. And they're basically, you know, topics that I write about in my book. So the Electoral College and gerrymandering and voter turnout and vote by mail.
See, the rest of us are jealous of you because you actually got something out of your children. The rest of us are saying, that's not fair. How do you, your children came home and it benefited you? How does that work?
And there may have been a little cash passing hand.
Oh, we didn't realize that there was some kind of graft going on here. Hey, Elizabeth, let's talk about this thing we call democracy. What do you think the average person wants from their government? The typical American in 2020, and let me rephrase it. A year ago, as of last December, because I think 2020 is such an aberrant year that we have to kind of take it out in some ways. 9 months ago, 10 months ago, what do you think the average American expected from their government? More or less of it? More or less of it? What do you think?
Well, that's not really kind of my perspective. I think that everyone wants the government to function well and smoothly and efficiently. And, you know, what is the purpose of government if not to make sure that we have elections that that really represent the will of the people, where everyone has access to voting and kind of an equal say? So, yeah. For instance, we have 50 million people in this country who are not registered to vote. 50 million.
Why are they not registered?
And we also have incredibly low voter turnout in this country. And not this year. I know it's exciting how many people are turning out.
Yeah.
I find that really it's actually good for democracy. But yeah. So the number one reason people non-voters give for not voting is that they're not registered.
But the question is why aren't they registered? Because people made that claim about Georgia. They were talking about voter suppression in Georgia, and they had record turnout in the last election in Georgia. So, I mean...
I don't think it necessarily is a matter of voter suppression or not voter suppression. I mean, I think the government should just register all citizens, and they should keep a clean voter roll. They have, you know, plenty of information.
When you say the government, you mean the states or the federal?
The states or the federal, but it should be required that the government actually works for us and registers us instead of us having to jump through loopholes to be registered. And so this is something that happens in most democracies across the country.
This is an interesting point because some people think that voting is a right, it's something that you have as an advantage. It's not necessarily something the government makes you do. The government's not going to make you vote. And I mean, if you're going to vote,
make you vote, but it.
Go ahead.
Sorry. So, no, the government doesn't have to make you vote, but it can make it easy for your vote. I mean, the government should work for us. And if anything, the government should be making elections, you know, run smoothly. Like, what more basic function could the government have in a democracy than making sure elections run smoothly?
Reason...
So making sure that people are registered to vote and making sure that there's ample polling places. You know, I've been kind of horrified watching people stand in line for hours and hours and hours to vote. It shouldn't be
What would be the solution to that? How would we solve that?
Well, I think that, you know, the government has to value, you know, smooth elections. Citizens have to require that and elect people who are going to make sure there are ample polling places and make sure there's access.
Because when we're talking about elections, we have to differentiate between the federal government and the state governments, because the states are in charge of the elections, not the federal government.
That's absolutely true.
So
that's
when you say the government, you mean the states, right?
I do mean the states. So, yeah, and it's one of the things that I find really encouraging, actually, because citizens can have so much more say and leverage on the state level. Like, you don't have to go to Washington, D.C. to fix these problems, right? So you can go to your state and figure out, does my state have automatic voter registration? And you can, you know, call your representatives and say, I think there should be automatic voter registration. You know, we have a democracy, as you said, a representative democracy. And yes, voting is important, but you can also, you have representatives whose job it is to represent you. And so
some people say if somebody is not motivated to vote, they probably aren't motivated to understand the issues, and therefore America is better off if they don't vote. I've had people make that argument. Hold on to that thought. We're going to come right back and talk to Elizabeth Russ. I like the way she approaches problems, folks. She's not dogmatic about it. She's got some interesting ideas.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.